Today we are reflecting on one of the most important conversations recorded in the Bible. In John chapter 3, a Pharisee named Nicodemus visits Jesus during the night. This moment reveals one of the most foundational truths of the Christian faith: the necessity of being born again. Nicodemus was not an ordinary man. He was a respected religious leader and a member of the Jewish ruling council. Because of his position, he understood the scriptures and the religious laws of Israel. Yet despite his knowledge and status, he still felt the need to seek out Jesus privately. When Nicodemus approached Jesus, he acknowledged something important. He recognized that Jesus must have come from God, because no one could perform the miracles Jesus was doing unless God was with him. However, although Nicodemus sensed the truth, he still did not fully understand who Jesus was or what salvation truly meant. So Jesus immediately began teaching him about the most important step in a person's spiritual life. Jesus told Nicodemus something that must have sounded surprising and confusing. He said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Nicodemus struggled to understand what Jesus meant. From a human perspective, the idea of being born again seemed impossible. Naturally, he asked how someone could be born when they were already an adult. Jesus then clarified the meaning of his statement. He explained that no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. In this moment, Jesus revealed an important spiritual principle. Physical birth brings us into the natural world, but spiritual birth brings us into the kingdom of God. Being born again is not a physical process. Instead, it is a spiritual transformation that happens when a person believes in Jesus Christ and receives new life through the Spirit of God. Just as natural birth marks the beginning of physical life, spiritual rebirth marks the beginning of a new life with God. The Bible explains that becoming born again means leaving behind an old life shaped by sin and stepping into a new life shaped by faith. The Apostle Paul describes this transformation clearly. He writes that if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has passed away, and the new has come. This change is not simply about adopting new habits or becoming more religious. It is about experiencing a deep inner renewal. When someone is born again, their relationship with God is restored. Their sins are forgiven through Christ. Their identity begins to change, and their life gradually begins to reflect the character of Jesus. However, the Bible also explains that this new birth begins with faith. Hebrews reminds us that without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Faith means trusting that Jesus is the Son of God who came to save humanity. Jesus himself made this clear when he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Salvation is not something we achieve through good works or human effort. It is made possible through faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible also teaches that faith is expressed through confession. Romans chapter 10 says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Confessing Jesus as Lord is more than simply repeating words. It is a declaration that we belong to him and that we trust him with our lives. In many Christian traditions, baptism follows this decision to believe in Christ. Baptism is a physical act that symbolizes a spiritual reality. Going into the water represents leaving behind the old life of sin. Rising from the water represents new life in Christ. Even Jesus himself was baptized, not because he needed repentance, but to demonstrate obedience to God and provide an example for believers. But why was salvation necessary in the first place? Scripture explains that every person has sinned and fallen short of God's perfect standard. Sin separates humanity from God, and no one can restore that relationship through their own effort. Yet God did not leave humanity without hope. The Bible tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, God provided a way for people to be forgiven and reconciled to him. Jesus also described himself as the light of the world. However, the Bible explains that some people reject the light because they prefer the darkness of sin. When someone comes to Christ, the light reveals the truth about their life. This can lead to repentance and transformation, but it requires a willingness to change. Those who follow Christ step into the light and begin living according to truth. The message of salvation is summarized in one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God's love led him to send Jesus into the world, not to condemn people, but to save them. Through faith in Christ, people receive forgiveness, restoration, and the promise of eternal life. The conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus reminds us that every person must make a decision about Christ. We all face a choice between living in spiritual darkness or stepping into the light. The invitation of the gospel remains open today. Anyone who believes in Christ can experience spiritual rebirth and begin a new life with God. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in His Word at walkingwiththelord.net.